Ottawa. Defense lawyers for Freedom Convoy, organizers Chris Barber and Tamara Litch started laying out their case in an Ottawa courtroom on Monday. Eric Granger, a lawyer for Litch, argued there is no direct evidence linking her to any unlawful activities that took place in downtown Ottawa during the protest. And the defense team continues to argue that evidence in the case that applies only to Litch shouldn't be used against Barber, and vice versa. The two are co-accused of mischief and intimidation, among other charges, connected to the massive demonstration against COVID-19 restrictions that gridlocked the area near Parliament Hill for weeks in early 2022. The Crown argues that the two exerted influence over protesters' behavior, and they worked closely enough that evidence pertaining to one of them should also be considered evidence against the other. Prosecutors wrapped up their case a week ago after weeks of testimony about the disruptive nature of the demonstrations. But Granger told the court on Monday that none of the witnesses the Crown brought forward testified that they communicated with Litch. He said that peacefully protesting pandemic mandates, or inviting others to do so, is not a crime and does not incite others to commit criminal offenses. Granger also said Litch could not aid or abet a crime without the knowledge of a crime being committed. The Crown alleges the protesters criminally obstructed traffic in the highway that runs near Ottawa's downtown, along with public property and peace officers. On Monday, Granger presented a chronological summary of evidence of Litch's dealings from January 20 to February 17, 2022, the day Litch was arrested. It included previously sealed text message exchanges between Litch and Barber, as well as remarks made by Litch on social media or in press conferences during and just before the demonstrations. Granger said a theme of Litch being in charge of the protests' finances emerged throughout the demonstrations. On January 21, Litch started a GoFundMe page and an official Freedom Convoy 2022 Facebook page. On January 22, Litch tweeted a list of demands from the Canadian government including an end to all pandemic-related mandates and a cease in rhetoric relating to unvaccinated Canadians. Later, on January 23, Litch said on a Facebook Live video that the GoFundMe page had raised more than $1 million and that, Ottawa hears you loud and clear. In early February, Litch and Barber texted with each other about meeting former Conservative MP Candace Bergen, but it is unclear whether the meeting actually took place. Barber and Litch also continually communicated about concerns they could be associated with Pat King, another vocal convoy organizer. They shared with each other that he should be less visible and calm his rhetoric. Granger's evidence list shows that Barber and Litch communicated nearly every day to coordinate logistics. He noted that Litch and Barber urged their followers to be peaceful and report anyone who was disruptive to police several times throughout the demonstrations. During the Crown's case, prosecutors had played hours of social media videos posted by Litch and Barber that covered the lead-up to the demonstrations up to their arrests as police forcibly removed protesters from Ottawa's downtown. In those videos, the two organizers were identified as leaders of the Freedom Convoy movement and relayed messages to protesters. Barber's lawyer also showed the court videos of him calling for protesters to remain peaceful and to respect Ottawa police and residents. The defense filed a motion last Tuesday arguing that Litch and Barber shouldn't be viewed as co-conspirators because their actions weren't criminal. Justice Heather Perkins McVeigh said she doesn't expect to make a ruling on the motion this week. The trial is expected to resume on Tuesday. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 27, 2023. Liam Fox, The Canadian Press.